We get to Lydian now, and Lydian is a sharp 11, sharp 4. 11 and 4 is the same thing. It's a factor of 7. Do you know about this? Like, in the same way that a ninth is a second. In a little bit of chord theory, like when you do, you know, do a C add 9.
Right.
You know, and you put second pinky down on the third string, or second string, third fret. And why is it called C add 9? Because you're taking the root, because it's the ninth note in the scale. Do re mi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But you know that down a whole step is another C. So 9 equals 2. Have you heard this before?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a factor of 7. So therefore, 4 is the same as what? You do 4 plus 7 and it's 11. And then 6 is the same as what?
13.
6 plus 7. Yeah, you have to think for a minute. 6 plus 7. So, and there's really, that's really all it is. 13 is a 6. 11 is 4. And 2 and 9 is 2.
Alright.
And what about the others? I mean, there are no others. Because you got already 1, 3, 5, 7 in the chord tones. 9, 11, and 13 are considered extensions. Why am I going off on that? Because when we get to Phrygian, it's called, I mean, the Lydian, it's called the sharp 11 or sharp raised 4. You know, they mean the same thing, same exact thing. You want to take C? Let's take C. So usually we got,
right,
in Phrygian, we got,
no, Phrygian?
I keep saying Phrygian, I'm sorry. Lydian. There's our raised 4. Now, if that's uncomfortable to think about, and for you to be able to jam in every spot right this minute, we're going to use our cheating pattern, our little cheat, and say, okay, well, Lydian is the fourth mode. And if C is the fourth of some key, what is that key? You know, so here's C is 4. Where's 3? It's B. And where's 2? It's A. And where's 1? It's G. So you can cheat. You know, we were up here at the 8th fret when you first started. So rather than thinking about where's my sharp, my 4 and sharpening them, you know, do your example right up here in the 8th fret, in 8th position. You started by playing Lydian by mentally finding the 4th and raising it. But now, if you just find G, the key of G, which is right here, the C shape, you know, right around that same area.
Right.
It's going to be the same exact note. Good way to get a Lydian sound is maybe C for the first chord, and then D over C, meaning D chord with C in the bass. I'm gonna do C major 7, and then D slash C. If you don't know how to play that, just play D7. Very open, almost celestial sounding mode, isn't it? Nice. You hit a wrong note, it's obvious. It's good. It's good that that's the case.
So this is like this tritone thing on it.
That's right. The distance between the root and the flat 5 or sharp 11 is a tritone. I like that little motif. All right, good. My turn. So I'm doing a C major 7, and then can you do like a D with C in the bass somehow? Like maybe this?
A D with C in the bass?
Yeah.
Yeah, like this?
You could do that. That's what I was doing. Yeah.
Well, C sus. You're going C. Oh, C major 7.
C major 7. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. things back to you. Some jam session, and somehow or other we were talking about a jam session in heaven, and he said, well, I don't know what the key would be, but I sure know it would be Lydian in heaven, you know. That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah,
I think the joke lost something in translation, but anyway, I thought it was funny at the time. So we're gonna move on to mix. The next one's called Mixolydian, right?